Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in to our boardroom chat. I want to give you my best compliment I ever got in my life. I just remember it when I said, I'm Jesse Duplantis. We had just finished our wonderful visionary conference. To make a long story short, there was a little boy. They brought him upstairs, you know, Mama brought him upstairs for children's church, stuff like that.
Okay, not upstairs, but in the children's department.
Well, wherever it was, children's church, whatever, children. And he was like this. And Denise, who works in my evangelism department, happened to help him. She said, there's something wrong. He said, I'm irritated with my mama. I'm put out with her. This is a little kid. And Denise said, why? I came to see Jesse Duplantis. And they brought me over here. I've only seen him twice, and I want to see Jesse Duplantis. They don't just call me Jesse, Jesse Duplantis. Praise God.
I love that. And I love that. You know, he was looking forward to seeing you.
Oh, yeah, he was. And then when I was, not long ago, I was in New York in Connecticut, and I was preaching, and I'd call Kathy and let her know where I was. She goes, hello, Jesse Duplantis.
Yeah, I've been calling him instead of just Jesse or hey, you. And, I'd say, and y'all know Chris, hi, Jesse Duplantis.
Yeah,
in one word.
All in one
Jesse
word.
Duplantis.
Jesse Duplantis. And you know Chrissy, who's with Kathy on her program, she got a little girl named Sophia, yeah. And she told her mama, let's go see Jesse Duplantis so I can get some beads. Well, I got a bunch of beads for him now. So if you bring her around, I'll give her a whole bunch of it. Praise God.
Well, you know, I just think it's wonderful how the different generations God is using you to reach them.
I mean,
the fact that they want to be in church, want to even see you. And you know, you're like a grandpa to so many of them.
Grandfather,
excuse me. Now or a godfather.
I wanted to tell you the godfather or the grandfather. You know, I said this on purpose to give you my love, that compliment, because I want to talk about something that'll bless you. You see, with God, you don't run out of amazement. When Kathy first saw me, she was so amazed.
I'm still amazed. Yes.
Thank
but maybe
you.
Not in the same way.
And it was just such a blessing. And it was such a blessing. It really was. And since I've been born again, you know, I've said it so many times, John Hagee tagged me with a tag called the Apostle of Joy, probably 30, 35 years ago, whatever it was. And I'm full of joy. But, you know, what's amazing, I get up every morning and go, what is God going to do today?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's God going to do
amazement.
Today?
Amazement.
Yeah. And I'm totally amazed in every which way, shape, or form. In fact, one of the places in the Bible, Jesus got God so excited, the Father, that the Father started hollering from heaven when he was being baptized. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. They go, ooh, I got to watch myself here. I mean,
from heaven.
I'm amazed. And it's so wonderful about that. Here's a wonderful scripture. And Kathy, you want to go to it. It's in Hebrews chapter 1. And you want, if you want to go to different, you know, different translations, you can. This is King James. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, it says, he is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. Ooh, I like that. He upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Now, if that's not amazement, I just don't know what is. Mm-hmm. Read that in another translation if you got it.
Well, the Passion Translation I just opened up, it says, the sun is the dazzling radiance of God's splendor.
Dazzling.
The exact expression of God's true nature, his mirror image.
Praise God.
He holds the universe together and expands it by the mighty power of his spoken word. He accomplished for us the complete cleansings of sins and then took his seat on the highest throne at the right hand of the majestic one.
So with God.
With God.
You don't run out of amazement.
No.
That's why we live the way we live. And you know, it's amazing to me all
amazing.
The time what God says. I'm amazed. And you know, and I'm 77 years old, and I looked at myself the other night in my mirror, I thought, doggone, look at that wrinkly face. And so I did this to kind of help myself out. Praise God. And it's just amazing what God can do for you if you'll let him. Spiritually, physically, financially, every area of your life. The day I got born again, which was on Labor Day weekend, actually, Kathy's birthday, 1974, I have been amazed with God every day of my life. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just amazing. Now, here's another. I know, like, okay, it's amazing. Isn't there a song like that? And uh-huh. Here's another scripture in Numbers 23, verse 19. God is not man. Now, this is an amazing verse. God is not man that he should lie, or a son of son, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Let me read it again. God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not fulfill it? Mm. You got a different translation?
Well, I don't know what translation that is.
That's Numbers 23:19.
I know what verse it is, but okay. I don't know what translation it is.
Okay. What does it say to King James?
King James says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent.
Hey, that's good. That's
he
even better.
Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?
You see, that's why I live by faith, because God will make it good.
Amen.
Make it good. See, when Kathy does a gumbo, we run, and I say, make it good, Kathy. Make it, boy, and the flavors begin to come up in the house. And you know, it's amazing about gumbo. I don't care where you go in the house, you are going to smell it. I mean, it just, and it'll pull you. What's that smell? Because it's an amazing smell.
Amazing.
And so that's what I want to talk about that. You should never run out of amazement because of the great God that loves you. Mm-hmm. And gave his life for you. That's an amazing thing. How God could love us when we hated him, when we would sin against him, and all kinds of different, yet he said he loved the sinner. And we'll always do that. God, people say, well, God would never send nobody, we'll never send anyone to hell. He's never sent anybody to hell. They sent themselves, you know, by disobeying, see, because for God so loved. See, that to me is amazing that he would love me when I was such a sinner, a chief of sinners. Yet God still amazes me every day. And here's the most amazing thing of what I'm about to say, and I'm saying it quite a bit.
Quite a bit of amazing.
I can remember my past, but he cannot. He not only washed my sin away, he expunged the record like I never did it. It doesn't exist. Now, that's amazing. Think about that. When Kathy said, I'm going to pastor this church, I said, now, that's amazing. And doing a phenomenal job on it, you know. And yet so many people say women can't preach. Women can do anything any man can do. Why? Because God loves them the same as he loves a man. See what I'm saying? So it's just literally that simple. And I know what the Apostle Paul said about preaching and teaching and all that kind of stuff. But a lot of time you get hooked up in a lot of legalism. And if you notice, most of the people Paul used in his ministry were women. In fact, he had one woman bring the word. Her name was Phoebe.
Right.
An epistle. It was just such a blessing of the Lord.
Well, you just have to rightly divide the word of God, because one chapter, Paul talked about how the women keep silent, but that was because there was a problem in that particular church.
Right.
There was something going on, and sure, he corrected that problem there. But it didn't mean that they couldn't speak at all in the church ever, because the next chapter, he tells them that when they prophesy, to make sure they have something over their head. So,
and what the word prophesy means?
It means preach.
Preach.
Yeah. So they weren't silent all the time. That was just a problem that was happening there because of that culture.
You know, I've had a lot of people when I was preaching, they might holler, preach. I said, I thought I was doing that. Praise God. You know, they get amazed at how a man my age can have the energy that I have.
Well, there's also the
it's
thing
wonderful.
Where if there was prophesying or a word of a message in tongues that would come out in a congregation, if there was nobody there to interpret it, they were supposed to keep silent on it in that particular instance.
That doesn't
mean they never give a message in tongues.
Amen.
You just have to make sure that there's someone there with that gift of interpretation. Otherwise, it doesn't get the benefit for the people that are there.
I've had people say, and really challenge me, why do you believe in the hundredfold? Numbers 23:19, God is not man that he shall lie.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. Well, I'm part of the sum that's 100-fold. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. And I can't get it unless I believe it. Now, I tell people when they support this ministry, believe for the 100-fold. Why not? You deserve it. He put it in the scripture, Mark chapter 4. Go read it. The soul is with the word. Mark chapter 10. It's all there. And all you got to do is receive it. Receive it the exact way you receive any other scripture, by just simply believing it. And that's what God is saying today. You know, and I want to talk about my new book real quickly, Kathy, before we continue in this. And I love the title of it, Create Your World and Walk in It. The reason why I titled this book, Jody, my daughter used to say, boy, Dad, everything you touch seems to prosper. I said, well, you seem to know what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. And I would say this to her, well, Jody, I create my world and I walk in it. You see, when you create your world, you know, and walk in it, you know what's coming in it and you know what's going out. You need to get this book. It will bless you, my God. And I like the back page, learn to be unshakable and transform your world from the inside out. I'm telling you, it is a blessing. If you'd like to get it, you can go to jdm.org for all the order information and you'll be blessed by it. I'm telling you, it will minister. Use your faith voice. Only say what faith says. Let me read a little piece on the back. I like this. In a world running on distraction, deception, and fear, me, it says Dr. Jesse Duplantis, but I said me.
Jesse Duplantis.
Jesse Duplantis shares his unique perspective on developing clarity, focus, and inner strength with faith in the timeless word of God. You'll be challenged to see yourself in light of God's great love for you and start taking deliberate strides to think better, speak better, and get more targeted in your faith. In this book, me, it says Dr. Duplantis, shares how building an inner world of unwavering faith can help you receive God's promises more easily and walk in the vision He has planned in your heart. Now, that's just the back of the book. And this is the front of the book. Now, you get inside the book. That's where the revelation is. So get it today, jdm.org. And while I'm talking about that, also, thank you, partners, for supporting this ministry. Your faithful financial support has been so wonderful. I'm amazed that in 50 years of preaching this glorious gospel, we've never had a financial deficit.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Why? Praise I have to say God. It because Jennifer's in the room.
It's amazing.
She just smiles every time I say it. Why? Because I trust you and you trust me. And we both trust God.
Together.
I say that on
That's
my broadcast television
That's
all the
time.
That's
how we live. We have to.
And I think nothing too small, nothing too big. We got two projects going on right now. It's going to cost $20 million. I wish they were cheaper. My God, I wish they were. But they're not. But that's all right. We're believing God for 20,000 people to give $1,000. Some going to give more. Some going to give less. But it's all coming in. And listen to me. It's coming in like Niagara Falls. It's coming. And I'm believing God for everyone that gives. Whether it's 1,000 more or less, for the 100-fold return.
Amen. Amen.
And I guarantee you something, it's going to work. You know why I know? God is not man that he should lie. Has he not said it? Will he not fulfill it?
Amen.
It is literally that simple. If you'd like to be a partner, go to jdm.org. You can hit the donate button. You can use the donate. I call it a donation button. You know, donate.
Donation,
yeah. You can use PayPal if you like to. You can text to give a one-time donation. Or a recurring one. And I believe that's only in the United States. Are we fixing that now? Or will people be able to do that all over the world?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure. We'll find out. But we know you can do it in America.
I think they can. I think, but we'll definitely
try. Yeah, we want to make double sure. But in America.
We should know that.
And if go to our free JDM app, and you can select the giving you want, or you can use the post office and mail in a donation. Nothing too small, nothing too big. And I'm going to tell you something. God's word is going to come to pass.
Amen.
I got to read it again. Numbers 23:19. God is not man that he shall lie, or the son of man that he should change his mind.
That's right.
Has he said, and will he not do it? Well, yes, he said it. Or has he spoken, and will he not fulfill it?
You know, Jesse, I always like to read what's before it and after it. And I was realizing, just to look at this, was Balaam, who was, he was commissioned by some other opposing army to Israel to curse them. And so he was going that way, following that instruction. But that was right. The chapter before is when he's stopped in the road by the donkey or the jackass, right?
Yeah.
That was telling him, pushing him against the mountain, trying to stop him from going to do something that he wasn't supposed to do. And so he says in another part of the scripture, I cannot curse what God has blessed.
That's right.
God has blessed the nation of Israel. So he was being hired by the opposing army to go and curse the nation, curse that nation,
so
that they could win the battle against them. But first the donkey stops him in the road, and then every time he goes to do it, the battle is.
You think about how dumb
won
he
by
must
Israel.
Have been. He must have been the dumbest prophet that ever wore shoe leather. Why? If a donkey started talking to you, wouldn't that freak you out? But he started talking to the donkey like as if it's nothing. Now, in the Bible, in the King James, they call a donkey an ass. So I got to thinking, who really is the ass? And I believe it was the prophet.
It's an amazing message. I wish I could remember the title of it, but you just said donkey that Balaam sat on his ass. He said, how did he do that? But it was the donkey that he was talking about.
Yeah, that's the King James Version. I'm not cussing. I mean, it's you know. But I mean, if an animal's not talking to, don't you think you'd listen?
Can I read it? It's in Numbers 22.
Listen to
and
this.
He says, and the verse 26 actually starts of Numbers 22. And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place, and there was no way to turn either to the right or to the left. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam, and in Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me with these three times? And Balaam said unto the ass, because thou hast mocked me, there were a sword in my hand, I would now kill you. And as the ass said, they're talking back and forth, he's talking to an animal. And the ass said unto Balaam, am not I thine ass, upon whom thou hast ridden ever since I was thine to this day?
You've been on my ass all your life.
I've been your ass all these years. Anyway, he says, was I ever wont to do so unto thee? He said, nay. And then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand, and he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord, this is verse 32, the angel of the Lord said unto him, wherefore hast thou smitten thine ass these three times? I know you're loving this. Because thy way is perverse before me. And the ass saw me and turned me from these three times. Unless she had turned away from me, I now surely would have killed. He would have been killed by that That's angel because right. he was going to do something that God would not allow. This was a prophet that didn't understand the power of his words.
Yeah.
But later, this is why
Let me just interrupt. We're not cursing here.
No, I'm reading it from the King James Version.
This is from the Bible. So don't smite your ass.
He says, and this is in verse 20, chapter 23, verse 8, how shall I curse? Because the king is complaining to him because the Israelite army was winning. He says, how shall I curse whom God hath not cursed? Ooh. How shall I defy whom the Lord has not defied? So this whole passage is great.
They ought to name that chapter amazement.
Amazement. Because Balaam was amazed that the angel was not listening to him. He kept turning away in the road because the animal did not want to be killed. He saw the angel stopping Balaam from going and do what God called him not to do. That shows you the power of your words. It shows you how important your faith voice is, how you need to be using your faith voice.
Amen.
And this is why the prophet Balaam said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. That hath he said and shall he not do it? Amen. Hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? So this is in the next verse, in verse 20, which you've been reading, verse 19, chapter 23, says, behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. So the blessing of God belongs to all those that believe him.
Amen.
It can't be reversed. So believe that today and trust God to bless you.
Amen. That's total amazement.
And then you
amazement.
Won't have to beat your ass.
Kathy's having
oh
a fit
my goodness.
Tonight. Hallelujah.
Let's read some testimonies.
Yeah. I mean, we're totally amazed today. We really are. Kathy, you're on a roll.
Why not? Okay. Gilberto says, watching from Africa with love. God bless you, Brother Jesse.
What's his name?
Gilberto.
Isn't that a blessing?
That's an unusual
from Africa.
Name. From Africa. And this one's from someone named Peace. He says, I love JDM. My life was changed because of this man of God. Truly, they deserve double honor.
Isn't that a blessing? Kelly's, thank you for saying that.
Kelly says, the visionary conference was awesome. It touched me so deeply, it brought me to tears.
Praise God.
Yeah, we had a great conference. Can go and watch that conference.
The visionary, 2026 visionary.
So good. Three powerful service that will radically change your life and explode your vision within
That's
your
right.
heart. This next one is from Heidi. It says, I watched your teaching at Faith Church in New Milford, Connecticut on YouTube. You just were just there this
yes,
week.
Yes, I was just there.
Thank you for being faith. Actually, it was last week because we're taping this while you're at the Believers Convention.
Right.
So this was last week. Thank you for being faithful. And then Ruth says, thank you for all of those who support Jesse Duplantis. The messages from Jesse would not be possible without your support.
Who's saying that?
Ruth is saying this. Because you give, Jesse can get the gospel all over the world. That is a big deal to God.
Hey, Ruth, you
Thanks,
want a job?
Thank
you, Ruth. Because it is true what she just said.
She is right.
We could not do it without your faithful financial support. Like I said earlier, I wish things were free. I wish, but it's not. And that's okay. You know what I mean? Because people got to make a living, you know, these companies and things. We're going to preach this gospel till Jesus comes in the cloud or we go by the way of the grave. We will not stop. Go ahead, Mom.
Michelle says, love, love, love you, Jesse. You are amazing.
and a
great teacher.
Praise
God.
And
then Myrna says, thank you, Brother Jesse, for ministering the word of God. I needed this message.
And what does
And then
Pat
I have one more. Pat says, reading your book, Create Your World and Walk in It, has already blessed me and it's helping me. Thank you, Brother Jesse. So that's that book you were just talking about.
This will change
earlier.
Your life. Just go to jdm.org and order it.
It's a great
I'm telling
book.
You, man, it will amaze you. It's amazing. and I like that because, you know, but Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 is so powerful how
it
he
is.
Says,
great power.
Talking about Jesus Christ, he is the radiance of the glory of God. And I like that, the exact imprint of his nature. If you don't think he's strong, he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sin, he wiped it out. He sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. I saw someone, I turned on what they call Instagram, and there was this scientist, real seemed like a nice guy, talking about the piece of the universe that we can see is so vast, it has 2 trillion galaxies in it. That's what we can see. We don't know if we don't know yet. It may just be forever. That may just be a small piece, and God upholds it with the word of his power. And you know, so I can understand sometimes why, you know, great scientists with great minds cannot believe in a God because how can anybody do this? Well, you've never met God.
Right, right, right.
And who he is and majesty and the power it is. Yeah. But the only way I can kind of explain it, and this is a poor example, me and Kathy are Trekkies. We love Star Trek, you know, and I mean, we just enjoy it.
We haven't seen one of those movies in quite a while. We need to do that.
Yeah, I think it was the first movie, Star Trek.
We used to watch
where they ran into somebody called V'ja. You remember V'ja?
That was the first. That's when they made the movie, because before that, it was a TV series, which we watched as kids.
But it was V'ja. And when they finally got to V'ja, they could not get over the massive amount of wisdom and power V'ja had till they got to it. And it turned out to be Voyager 1. Which is still traveling right now.
Right, which was launched to gather information, and that's what it was doing all supposedly on the movie subject.
And V'ja could do anything, power, but V'ja was looking for his creator. Let me ask you, are you V'ja today? Are you just, you seem to know everything, but you can't seem to get where you're supposed to get. What you're doing is looking for your creator. But God sent Spock. He sent, what's his name? The captain there.
Kirk.
Yeah, Tiberius Kirk.
James.
Jim Kirk.
James Tiberius.
Well, maybe that's a movie, but God sent Jesse Duplantis.
Jesse Duplantis.
And Kathy Duplantis.
And Kathy Duplantis.
For you to see this so you can receive Christ, the hope of glory.
The message.
Let me pray for you right now. Father, if people watching today that don't know who you are, I ask you to forgive them like you forgave me. Wash their sin away, expunge their record, put them into your wonderful kingdom so me and Kathy one day may be able to meet them in heaven
Amen.
Or maybe on the earth.
Yes, Lord.
God, I thank you for saving people.
Touch them, Lord.
And honoring people and Strengthen blessing people. Because this is totally amazing that you can change someone's life at the snap of a finger.
Right.
I thank you for it, Lord. I believe you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. You prayed that prayer. You just got into the kingdom
That's
of God.
Right.
I know you're kind of going, whoo, yeah, it's really wonderful.
It's amazing how a prayer, just words that you
what
speak.
What word is that?
It's a prayer.
Amazing.
It's amazing how a prayer, words you speak, when you believe him in your heart and say him with your mouth, can translate.
You want me
can
to prove it to you?
Transform you so greatly. You moved out of the kingdom of darkness, Bible says,
Amen.
Into the kingdom of light.
You want me
you're
prove
a new
it to
creature.
You?
Old things have become are old and new. Everything's become new.
Yeah. I couldn't marry you until that priest said I had to say something. Words is what brought us together. He said, do you take this woman?
Yeah, you said, Kathy, will you marry me?
No, no, I'm talking about the priest.
Yeah, I know.
No, you don't want to ask me to marry you.
I know you would
We're
say
that. We're going into that again, Lord Jesus. She's still lying after 56 years.
I know.
The woman asked me to
but
marry her.
But not until
her.
After I had told you no when you asked me first. And then I thought, let's do it. Let's maybe that was a good idea. So I said, Jesse, you can ask me to marry you
now, stop,
again.
Stop right there. They didn't have no again. She just said, will you marry me?
The key word in that phrase is ask.
And I was...
I said, you can
did you say,
ask me. Ask, not the
I
other
thought
way.
You was... About,
no,
you,
I didn't go back
I
there.
I thought you was on Balaam's donkey there for a minute.
No, we moved on.
We moved on. So when you understand that God's word is so true...
Yes.
And He will fulfill it.
Yes.
Thank you, people, for watching today. Thank you for supporting this ministry.
Yes.
I hope we say thank you enough. And you know what? I want to tell all our partners, the Lord just quickened it in my mind, you'll never be a day without prayer. Mm-hmm. We pray for you. Not because you support us financially. That's one small facet of it. It's because you're willing to say, whatever it takes to get the gospel to the world, we'll do it. You know, God gave me a statement not long ago. He said, love makes obedience easy. And it really is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just such a blessing of the Lord. And I just thank you for watching. Kathy's up. What's the name of your program?
Glorious Living.
And we also have Faith to Facts, and we also have our natural boardroom chat. We have broadcast television. You can get on that. We own several channels and all that kind of stuff.
And then the Sunday morning broadcast
is
every Sunday. And then we have the Wednesday night teaching that I do. I've been going through the book of Mark. That's on audio only, but you could still listen
Amen.
To it.
And it's upcoming very soon, we're doing the 2026 Heaven Tour. I talk about where I went to heaven in 1988. And the next one's going to be Friday, August the 14th at 7 p.m. at Living Word Christian Center in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. That's right out of Minneapolis.
Yes.
It's an in-person only service. There will be no worship, nothing. At 7 o'clock, we start. Kathy will introduce me. I will come up and start talking about what has happened, and then we'll open it up to question and answer.
Yes,
and I tell you, we've done one in Branson. We've done one in Colorado Springs. People just go slap
Colorado
crazy
Springs,
over it.
Colorado. This will be the third one. You just have an opportunity in the northern part
of Minneapolis
area.
And then another one will be Friday, September the 18th
at
Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. That's right out of Fort Worth. Friday, November the 13th. Another one's coming at Faith Life Church in Sarasota, Florida. That's the Heaven Tour. Go to jdm.org and you get all that information.
That's so good.
And I'm telling you, remember now, it'll be in person only. We're not streaming it. We're not doing any of that because we're doing exactly what God said for us to do.
Very intimate, wonderful presence of the Lord that's in that space.
And if you don't think we're busy, we're about ready to head out to Europe.
That's right.
We're going to Dessen, I think that's the name of it, Netherlands, on Wednesday, August the 26th. Mm-hmm. We'll be in Zurich, Switzerland, on Thursday, August the 27th.
Amen.
And we'll be in Sofia, Bulgaria on Friday, August the 28th. And then, my God, we leave August the 29th. We're going to Nice, France. We'll be there on Saturday and Sunday. You don't think we're some busy people?
I think it's a Saturday night service and a Sunday morning service only.
Yeah.
There at that same church in Nice. Go to the jdm.org and for the meetings page, you'll see all the details with.
Yeah.
And also maybe in our magazine, if you get it, you can look at it. And you know, if you can't be there, please pray for it. We're expecting a great harvest of souls, people getting encouraged, lifted up, healed, delivered, whatever the Lord
wants. And I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, it's going to cost a ton of money because we're flying it. And we don't charge churches when we go. We pay all our own expenses. We do receive an offer, not to meet our expenses. It's the different projects that God wants us to do.
Yes.
So I hope to see you in Bulgaria.
Yes.
Oh, man, I hope to see you in Nice, France.
Well, people
I
watch
hope to see
all
you
this
in Switzerland, Zurich.
Yes.
And the other place is in the Netherlands, Dresden. I hope I'm saying that correctly. And that's our 2026 European tour. Mm-hmm. And then maybe come to one of the Heaven Tour dates, or get my magazine, Bless God, and look at my schedule because I'm preaching in different churches all the time.
Something coming up really soon too is the meeting there in Nashville, Tennessee, which we've been doing for years. We take a full day in Nashville. I start in the morning.
Right.
I think it's at 10 o'clock. You do it right after me, and then
at
that
11,
night
11
we do another service
then 7
there.
PM.
We're
we'll
so excited about
We'll be praying for the sick,
that.
Ministering to people. Talk. I'm telling you. And that's a unique place. Is that Faith is the Victory Church, if you can find that date on it.
I think it's in August, but I'm not seeing. But, August the 7th.
August
Nashville,
the 7th,
Nashville, Tennessee.
It's a Friday morning and Friday night. hope you can come.
It will be a blessing. Faith is the Victory Church right there in Nashville. We've been going to that great church for many years.
And before we go off there, let me just say this. Get this book, Create Your World and Walk in It. Go to jdm.org and get all the ordering information. I'm telling you, it will shake you up in a good way and you'll be blessed. Until next week, Jesse and Kathy said, see ya, okay? God bless you.
Be amazed.
Be amazed.